Well, when you judge a new test, a new prognostic test, you always have to look what's the area under the curves in a prognostic model. And the previous speaker already explained this. And so what is the area under the curve without the mammar print in the studies we did? Well, then the area under the curve is 0.66. And when you add the mammar print, it is better. It's 0.75. And if you use mammar print alone without clinical information, then it's still a bit better than clinical information, but best is to combine the two. And you should always have this kind of model in a paper to judge whether a prognostic factor really adds something to the standard prognostic factors.